Welcome back, Danny and the girls hanging out with you. It is a level two. What? What happened?
Maybe Trish, you can use her phone.
Trish, you can use your phone. Go Facebook Live, will you? It's Q105, we're at a level two, which means if you don't have to go anywhere, don't. I mean, it's not against the law. That's level three, right? So if it's level three, you got to stay home.
Only emergency.
All right, cloudy with a light wintry mix ending this morning with a high of 35. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 30. 44 and rain on Wednesday. 33 here at the Cumulus compound. What are you, moving a little slow after that 8 pounds of bacon you had yesterday at Tony's?
He's on a delay.
He is. That's all right. We're not on Facebook Live today. Apparently, Paul was looking at inappropriate sites on our computer here in the studio, and we're not able to log in on the computer. You got locked out. So that's not quite accurate? I thought it was. Anyway, so our Facebook Live now is Paul on his phone. So normally, and it's brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home. Hey, John, you're looking sexy in the society pages in Sunday's Blade.
Oh, yes, nice picture.
Didn't he look good? Anyway, so we're going to do this segment here because we love Todd Crandall from Racing for Recovery, racingforrecovery.org. Happy New Year to you, Todd.
It's great to see you lovely people again.
How was your drive in? Yeah. Is it still snowing?
It's not snowing. The highways are awesome, but you get off the highway and it's a little treacherous, as they say.
About the byways? Okay.
They're all right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
They're good. Yeah. I don't know the highways and byways. I don't know what it is. Are those roads that don't know what sexuality they are? I'm a byway. That's me. I'm not a highway. I'm not a road. I'm a byway. You can go either direction on me if you like. Okay, I'm sorry.
I got here because I'm committed to delivering this message.
Well, it's my fault because you were texting me. Hey, the roads are rough. How about I just phone it in? And I never saw it because I was so enthralled with this awesome radio show that we're delivering today. And yeah, you probably should have stayed home. But now that you're here, what the heck?
I was laying with my pig all snuggled up.
You have a pig?
I have a pet pig.
Like a live pet pig?
His name's Milo. Yeah, he's awesome.
A little pup.
There's video of him on my personal page.
How big is he?
He's like a little dog. He's great.
So he's like a pot-bellied pig.
Yes.
Do you ever eat bacon around him?
No. No. He can tell.
Can he?
Yeah, he can tell.
He's like, he gets all sad.
Yeah, he gives you a look.
Right. He's
he
like, dude.
All sad face. Really? He shows up at one of the Racing for Recovery meetings.
Really?
I love that dude.
He's awesome. How long have you had a pet pig?
We got him in July. Because I've been living a plant-based diet for a couple of years now, and my daughter's always wanted a pig, and I made the mistake of saying, if you ever find one, we can have one.
Oh. Dude, that's a challenge to a teenager.
Failed.
So you don't eat any meat at all?
No, I don't have any dairy, eggs, milk, cheese, meat.
He just sleeps with it.
Yeah.
Right. He doesn't eat it, but he sleeps with it.
That's a little extreme. Maybe you should have yourself a burger and stop sleeping with a pig. Does your wife ever get mad that you're sleeping with a pig?
No.
All right. Anyway, now that's something I didn't know about you. And we go way back, although it was just in July.
That seems important.
Yeah.
I think you should know.
I would think that you would come in and you'd go, hey, Denny, I got a pig. I mean, I would think that's pretty good information.
Yeah. People love them. When we were at our old house, people would walk by our fence and take pictures of them. They'd knock on the door and say, can Milo come outside? It was crazy.
Seriously.
Is he like a watch pig? Does he bark when people come by or oink?
No. He oinks.
Thanks for that.
He oinks. Yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah, he can.
Does he have different, like dogs have different kind of barks for different things, like the distress bark and trigger bark? Do pigs have different kind of oinks?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
What does it sound like when it's very stressed out?
Oh, look at you.
His oinks are louder and they're...
That's not what I was looking for, dude.
Oh, what are you
she wanted
for?
You to squeal like a pig.
Oh, you want me to squeal like a pig?
Yeah,
and then she's
going to
say, you sure got a pretty mouth. Uh-huh.
This is a public station. I can't do that.
Not really. Yeah. But that's kind of awesome, though.
I love them.
That is kind of cool. All right, well, we're glad that you made it. Now, level two, does that mean Racing for Recovery? Are you guys on level two? What does that mean for Racing for Recovery today?
We're ready. We have people scheduled all day. We'll be in the gym with people. We have some clients. We have a new person starting today, working-wise.
What does that mean?
It means we're full on.
Nice. All right. So besides all of the counseling, and I co-lead with Mike Davis, who's awesome, on Thursday at 5:30, the spirituality meeting where we look at God's truth and lies and try to separate the lies, because when you live by the truth, you'll stop living a destructive life. That's what we look at on Thursdays. What other stuff do you guys do besides all those other meetings that you have?
We do alcohol and drug assessments. We have educational groups, which are sometimes referred to as intensive outpatient groups. So we have three of those. We have seven support group meetings. We have family counseling, individual counseling, group counseling. I mean, we are doing everything for everyone who's been affected by addiction and any form of self-destruction. So our concept is applicable to smoking, too much eating, shopping.
Sex. Porn, Paul. Porn.
Paul, come see us.
Bacon.
Too much bacon.
All right. So do you have, what meeting is, what day and time is the meeting for people that steal the Racing for Recovery van? When is that meeting?
That meeting is anytime.
Anytime.
So now, did you see we offered free services?
I know you did. Have you heard from the guy?
We have not heard yet.
So you text me. It's like, Danny, go on the air. Can you talk? Was that New Year's Day? It was New Year's Day. And I'm like, dude, I'm not on the air. So I posted it on the Q page and my personal page.
We appreciate that.
And within a few hours, they got him. He parked across the street from the police station.
In Sylvania.
Do you think he wanted to get caught or was that's where he needed to go?
I would love to talk to this guy to find the answer to some of these questions because stealing the Racing for Recovery van is like everybody's been saying it's like stealing the Scooby-Doo machine or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of
it's not
marked.
It's not inconspicuous.
It's an easy one to find. Unless you're driving out of town, you're not going to get away with that.
No.
And Sylvania police, that was an easy one to, you know, break.
I was kind of hoping it was a prank. Like it was somebody you guys knew.
That's what we thought at first, too. I thought it was you, Denny.
No. Here's the deal. We need to gather a couple of donations and get you guys a pre-start because you guys need a pre-start.
Oh, yeah.
Had you had a pre-start, it starts and then it's not open. So you guys started it up like a lot of people do, not thinking New Year's Eve some of you would walk around Truss Drive at the right time. It was a crime of opportunity. And they needed to go somewhere else and like, hey, that van's running, no one's in it. Boom, take it.
You know, you got to have some...
Cojones?
Yes, to do that. It was parked right in front of our building.
I know, I saw the security footage.
The lights were on, you know, and everything. I would have just rather had the guy walk in and say, I'm cold, I'm hungry, I need some help. We'd have been, come on.
Now he's got to deal with the, you know, the issues.
Yeah, he had some other warrants out for his arrest, I guess. And
that stinks.
So I put it out there that if he wants us to help, we will do it pro bono.
Awesome.
Just come on in. Let's help you get it sorted.
Yeah, that's pretty much a cry for help when you do something like that.
It is. I think some people think of Racing for Recovery. Well, if I go there, I got to run an Ironman or I got to run your big race in Rocktober. None of that. You don't have to do that. You just find your own, your outlet, right? Like you guys do yoga.
Yes. Can I talk about this for a second? Because the Ironman thing, I've done 28 of those in, 20 years now or whatever. That's 28 days out of a lot of days that I'm not doing an Ironman. It's not about doing Ironmans. It's not even about running. It's exercise is a part of a balanced, holistic lifestyle that we help people incorporate into their lives. A lot of us run. Some of us walk. Some of us lift weights. There's other people
could
that
ride
swim.
Bikes.
Could ride bikes.
Swim.
Golf.
Oh, that's a good
right?
one.
Just do something to get your exercise is good for the mind, body, and soul.
It is.
That then is a catalyst for other areas of your life. Faith, family, work, education. So, rightly or wrongly, I've marketed my own personal journey, if you will, people have been attracted to that part of my story. But to me, it's just a hook to tell them the whole story of what I do and what Racing for Recovery offers.
All right. So besides all the other programs and yoga, is there anything else that you guys are doing over there?
The yoga groups we do three times a week, spirituality meetings. We have a gym that, you know, guys and girls every day of the week, except for Sundays. People are utilizing.
Just come in and work out.
You can come in and work out. Make sure that we're in there at the time, so just call us and we'll let you know when everybody's going in there. But usually after our educational groups, you know, 10 to 15 people will go in, get a workout in, and then they'll either go to work or they'll go to school.
You got a treadmill in there?
We have three treadmills.
I need to borrow one. I'll tell you off air. No, I need to do a testimonial about how well my knees are, and we're looking for a place to do
come
it.
Come on in.
Oh,
so we'll do it there.
Yeah, you can ride my bike. Mm-hmm. My bike's set up in there, too. You can do that.
Bikes for sissies.
I know.
I'm running. No, I like riding the bike. The riding the bike is nice.
Is it running good, though?
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. I ran 4 miles on Saturday on my treadmill and under 10-minute miles, which I haven't done in forever because my knees feel so good. And it's just, there's just something when you're a man, at least for me, the release and the sweat and getting the heart rate up well over 100, and it's like, it feels awesome. You feel alive. You really do.
Absolutely.
And that's always been my outlet since I was like 18. And the problem was, is I'm a bigger guy, and wear and tear on your knees is brutal, and that's why it's amazing that I can actually still do it.
That's great. That's what, back to when I was talking about Ironman and stuff. When I was coming out of my addiction, I had nothing. I had no self-esteem, no self-respect, nothing. The only thing I was ever good at or felt worthy of was playing hockey back in my younger days. So when that was gone because of my choice to use drugs, I picked up the Ironman, and it was not only helping me physically, but it gave me the confidence to then go back to school to get an education that then led me to doing everything that I'm doing today with Racing for Recovery. So really, exercise was the foundation of everything else that I built my life upon. So I'm not addicted to it. It's just a good thing that I utilize to keep my sobriety and my life going forward.
All right, racingforrecovery.org. That's the website. No matter what kind of addiction that you're struggling with, it's not just alcohol and drugs. It's pretty much anything. And it's an awesome place to hang out, and I love it. So, Todd, great to see you, my man. Thank you for braving the elements.
Yeah, thanks
coming
for
in
doing
today.
That, Todd.
Braving
bless
the
your
elements.
Heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
thanks,
coming back, I got a story. Kids today are better savers than their parents. I find this interesting. We'll go there next on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
This look at you right now. Traffic is also brought to you by Walgreens. We have several accidents. Beep, beep. 75 northbound at 582. The left lane is blocked. 475 east.